school lunches or getting a makeover. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The USDA has new nutrition requirements for public schools to follow starting this school year. Lena Fulham is Director of Nutrition Services for the Columbia, Missouri School District, who says schools must offer more whole grains.
So at least half of our whole grains have to be 51% whole grain content. Our milk, which was not kind of a no-brainer for us because it had already been in place due to our dairy already making changes. Our milk, our flavored milk, needed to only be skim, and then any 1% had to be unflavored. And the nice thing about our dairy is that they have removed the high fructose corn syrup, which was somewhat controversial in our community. So that was a nice added bonus, and it also kind of tastes better anyway. And then the other thing is there's some sodium restrictions coming down the pipe. Those are not this year, but they will be soon.
And they have to make sure each student has a fruit or vegetable on their tray before they can get through the line.
Which has been a little bit controversial, and I've had some parents call and ask about that, but they usually take that great. They're like, oh, well, if it's just a fruit or a vegetable that you're having them take, great, you know, makes my job easier at home kind of thing. We have minimums on dark green vegetables. We have minimums on orange, yellow, and red fruits and vegetables a week, and legumes, so dried beans. And what these new regulations are doing is targeting nutrients that are missing in the United States diet as well as obesity.
I'm Julie Harker.